Tuesday, 30th of April, 2024. Maybe today. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete. Acts 27:13. Although quite obscure in some of the wording, a more literal rendering of the Greek would be, and Auster, having wafted, having thought to have obtained the purpose, having hoisted, they laid beside near Crete, CG. Luke just noted that the majority had come together and decided that they would try to reach Phoenix, a harbour of Crete. This now will take place. The next words, therefore, say, and Auster, having wafted. The Greek word, notos, is used. It signifies the south, thus it implies here the south wind. A single English word to describe that is Auster. It specifically refers to the south wind. Of this Auster, it is said to have wafted. Again, it is a single word used to describe another single word from the Greek, hupopneo. It is derived from hupo, under or about, and neo, to breathe or blow as the wind. This word is only found here in Scripture and apparently is found nowhere else in ancient Greek literature. With this seemingly favourable turn of events, Luke next records, having thought to have obtained the purpose. The word prothesis is used. It signifies a setting forth. In the Synoptic Gospels and in Hebrews, it is translated as showbread, meaning the bread set forth in the tabernacle before the Lord. It comes from two words signifying before and purposefully set forth. Paul uses it several times in his epistles when referring to the purpose of God. It thus speaks of the providential workings of God. For example, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, prothesis. Romans 8:28. These men, having received this wafting Auster, thought that their predetermined purpose of reaching Phoenix would be realized. Therefore, it says, having hoisted, they laid beside near Crete. The words having hoisted are referring to the anchor that had been weighed in the harbour of Fair Havens. With this gentle Auster wafting away, the men thought this was their best chance to proceed, heading out and toward Phoenix. However, they carefully kept close to the island, knowing that things could devolve quickly if the winds turned contrary. In these words, the second and last use of paralegomai is used, translated as laid beside. Luke used it in Acts 27:8, and now it is retired from Scripture. Also, there is a notable error to be found in some translations. Older versions, and continuing on in the Douay Rheims Bible, read differently, saying something like, when they had loosed from Assan, they sailed close by Crete. The error is assuming that the Greek word, Assos, which is found only here in Scripture, is speaking of a location known as Assan. However, this place was much further to the north. The error was corrected in the Geneva Bible, translating Assan as very near or close. It is not a place being referred to, but the ship in relation to the coast. The sailors, as noted above, kept close to the coast in order to not get swept out to sea if a seasonal storm suddenly arose and tossed them about. Life application. As always, it is recommended that you read different translations of the Bible. People are fallible and errors are easy to make based on the lack of knowledge concerning words in the text, geography, metallurgy, gemology, etc. Different people have different understandings of various subjects and may realize that something translated in one way is actually not possible. For example, the older versions of Deuteronomy 8:9 say something like the poorly rendered King James Version. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Not understanding metallurgy, the KJV translated the Hebrew word signifying copper as brass. Brass cannot be dug from the ground, as it is an alloy produced by man. What thou mayest dig from the ground is copper. That is then combined with zinc to produce brass, and voila, one has a great sounding cymbal. Be sure to not get captivated by a single translation. Thou mayest be misdirected in thy understanding of various subjects that arise within the pages of this precious gift, the Holy Bible. Glorious Lord God, how blessed we are to be living in a time when we can read 50 or more translations right on the internet, comparing what they say so that we can get a better understanding of how things should be properly translated in your wonderful word. Thank you for the many resources available to us right at our fingertips. May we take full advantage of these things as we continue to learn and grow in your word. Amen.
Then a good wind began to blow from the south. The men on the ship thought, "This is the wind we wanted, and now we have it." So they pulled up the anchor. We sailed very close to the island of Crete. Acts 27 verse 13.